A day after Kedara Capital-backed microlender Spundunas Fawarty Financial Limited, Spundunna, announced the appointment of Shelob Saxenu as Managing Director, MD, and Ashish Damani as Chief Financial Officer, CFO, in a regulatory filing, IndusInd Bank said that the duo cannot be relieved immediately. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. Currently, Saxena is the Chief Executive Officer, CEO, of Bharat Financial Inclusion Limited, BFIL, a subsidiary of IndusInd Bank, and Damani is the CFO of the company. Spundunas Fawarty announced the appointment of both at high-level posts after the exit of founder and CEO Padmaja Reddy on Monday. Andlquo, neither Shelob Saxena nor Ashish Damani have tendered their resignation from the services of BFIL. As per the terms of their employment, once the resignation is tendered, it is subject to acceptance by the board of directors of BFIL, Andlquo, IndusInd Bank said in a filing. And NBSP. Andlquo, upon acceptance by the board, a specified notice period is also required to be served. However, as neither of them have tendered their resignations to BFIL, such due process has not been initiated, Andlquo, the statement said. Earlier this month, Spundunna's founder and managing director Padmaja G. Reddy was asked to resign from the microfinance firm, following differences with the majority shareholder Kedara Capital and Dash, has 45.5% shareholding, over the company and S. proposed sale to Axis Bank Limited. The bank said, as per their contractual terms of employment, Saxena and Damani are prohibited from accepting employment with a competitor of BFIL and Dash, such as SSFL, unless approved in writing by the board of the company. Certain transactions relating to BFIL are the subject matter of an ongoing review, and the continued employment of Saxena and Damani at BFIL is critical to the closure of such a process, the statement said. IndusInd Bank added that in light of the above developments, BFIL and the bank are in the process of evaluating and undertaking appropriate steps, including the strengthening the management of BFIL, to continue its usual business operations. Over the past month, Spundunna has seen the exit of senior management personnel, including former CFO Satish Kotakotu and Chief Strategy Officer Abdul Feroz Khan. As of September end 2021, it had assets under management, AUM, of 7,034 crore on a standalone basis. And NBSP, it offers loans under the Joint Liability Group, JLG, model, predominantly to women from low-income households. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP semicolon and NBSP. Spundunna, which went public in August 2019, was one of the five microfinance firms referred to the CDRCL after the Andhra crisis, which was triggered by a law that aimed to regulate the microfinance industry in the state. The law, aimed at reining in the alleged harassment of borrowers, banned MFIs from approaching customers, lengthened the loan recollection cycle from a week to a month, and made it mandatory for lenders to seek government approval to grant a second loan to the same borrower. And NBSP,